You're listening to SBS News.
Sahil Nijhawan is still coming to terms with the sudden death of his father-in-law a week ago. Mr. Nijhawan says the 62-year-old was relatively healthy, but it was the administering of the second round of India's COVID-19 vaccine and the negative after-effects which saw the life of his father-in-law cut short.
We were devastated. I mean, we thought he'll be able to recover from it because he had his vaccination. So normally, a normal person would think that if you've had a vaccination, you're going to be fine. I mean, and that's probably even, I think everybody in Australia is probably going to feel the same way after having that. But there are reactions to it.
But for Mr. Nijhawan, who describes the bond shared between the two as extremely close, it's the inability to be with his extended family in this crucial time of grief that's causing heartache.
The whole cremation process to seeing our father-in-law, we saw everything on the phone. And that was equally harder, because when you see it on the phone, you've got images in your head which stick there for life. We hopefully hope that we come out of that. But I can only imagine how many other family members are there in Australia who are struggling in the same way.
The heartbreak of family separation is being addressed at Hindu temples across Australia. The Kalimata Mandir Temple in the Melbourne suburb of Craigieburn is one of many holding vigils for the local Indian community who've been tragically affected by the pandemic through the loss of life. Religious services are central for Hindus who see them as a way of helping lay their loved ones to rest. Melbourne priest Bhavana says the act of saying goodbye to loved ones is important.
Whatever you get in your last times, it will come with you when you go to, you know, go to God. This is the time when we actually say goodbye to the loved ones. This is very important.
Bhavana says she used to hold about one vigil every month, but just last weekend she held 22, and the youngest victim was a 7-year-old boy who died from the virus in India. Requests for vigils at Sydney temples are also soaring. Sydney-based Naveen Vishwabhanath's uncle died with coronavirus. Now he's worried for his 94-year-old grandmother, who's also been infected.
It's been devastating. Like, my uncle, I can't even believe that he has still passed away. And my grandmother, she's like my mom. I feel really upset. I can't go there or do anything. I have to just pray. So this prayer, which they did, is for everybody in the world.
But the power of prayer is one that's proving instrumental for these community members who find themselves paralyzed with grief. Mr. Nijhawan is currently preparing to hold a vigil for his father-in-law next week, but says he still feels crippled because he can hardly help his loved ones back in India, many of his friends who are now positive with COVID-19.
Every evening there's a concern, especially if there's a phone call from India during night hours. I mean, we all have shaky hands. I mean, we've got goosebumps picking up that call.
And as India's coronavirus death toll now exceeds 250,000 people, it's a fear that's running through Australia's diaspora who are left behind. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Hershaila Kumarawansa, SBS News.